This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. All right, get ready, folks, because disclosure is coming. Yes, the powers that be are setting up to announce the existence of life on other planets. And there are many signs that this is about to take place. Just a couple of weeks ago, some NASA scientists said that, well, it was likely they're going to announce life on Mars within the next 2 years. What they're doing is they're floating this idea to see how the public deals with it. They have to roll this out for reasons I'll discuss in this podcast. But let's go back in time to the 1970s to get good information, good context about all of this. NASA had a life detection experiment on the Viking lander in 1976. And I've spoken about this before. The scientist who created that was named Frank Levin. And Frank Levin created a very simple science experiment using a very simple mass spec instrument to detect microbiological physiology. In other words, microbe respiration, you could say. And the experiment was conducted in 1976 on the surface of Mars. Basically, it scooped up some Martian soil and ran some experiments and traced some isotopes through the mass spec. And the results were beamed back to Earth from Mars. That's how, of course, we received all the results of all the experiments through, you know, remote telemetry and so on, remote communications. And the experiment turned out to be positive. Yes, proof of life on Mars. And Frank Levin was, for a few minutes, celebrated as one of the greatest scientists in the history of our planet, the discoverer of life on another planet, the very first time. And he even received a phone call from Carl Sagan, who congratulated him on one of the greatest discoveries in the history of our known world, you know, civilization. And then NASA, well, they yanked the results. They reversed the decision. They buried it, swept it under the rug, and said, no, it didn't discover life on Mars. Even though that's what the experiment was for, they backtracked and said, no, it didn't find life on Mars. And from that day, Mars banned any experiment on any future Mars mission, any experiment that would detect life on Mars. Because they knew there was life on Mars, but for political reasons, they had to cover it up. They buried it, and they never allowed another experiment to detect life on Mars. Instead, they ran a bunch of experiments focused on the atmosphere, which they're lying about as well, and I'll explain that in a minute. Now, Frank Levin, he's up there in his years. I don't know his age now. I think he's in his 80s or something, or close to it. He just published an op-ed in Scientific American. And in this op-ed, he explains exactly what I just told you. Of course, he's the scientist that built the experiment, so he knows better than I. And he explained that he believes life was discovered on Mars in 1976 and that NASA covered it up. The fact that this is allowed to be published now after a 40-year cover-up and that Scientific American published this means, listen, this is very important, it means that the powers that be, the scientific establishment, is now readying the American people, well, the world, psychologically getting you ready for their announcement of life on other planets. So they're rolling this out little by little through official channels like Scientific American, which is a mouthpiece for the scientific establishment. Now, Scientific American doesn't cover real science on many topics, you know, GMOs, vaccines, even, you know, archaeology, history, and so on. Scientific American is a propaganda rag for the scientific establishment. So why would they publish this piece by Frank Levin? Answer? Because they are about to roll out a big announcement about life on other planets. And they may do it at first by saying there's only microbial life, but it won't take long for people to realize that if you believe the Darwinism, natural selection, survival of the fittest paradigm that is mainstream science. If you believe that, then if there's microbial life, then there must be complex life forms. It won't take long for people to realize that. And I don't care what you believe on that in that realm. You could believe that evolution turned bacteria into elephants, or you could believe God created everything, or somewhere in between. Doesn't matter to me. My point is that if there's bacteria out there, then there are intelligent civilizations out there as well, because we are not alone. That's going to be the big aha, the big milestone, and it's coming. Now, you might ask, why? Why would they do this? Why would NASA begin to leak now that they're about to announce life on Mars in the next 2 years? Well, here's another factor. Consider this. NASA has been lying not only about life on Mars for 40 years, they've been lying about the composition of the Mars atmosphere for just as long, if not longer, actually longer. They say, according to NASA, the Mars atmosphere is 0.6% the atmospheric pressure of Earth, you know, at ground level / sea level. So Mars, they say, has virtually no atmosphere, which would even support life. And yet, for the Mars 2020 rover mission, guess what they are sending to Mars to accompany the Mars rover? Guess what it is? It's a helicopter. It's the Scout helicopter. And NASA Administrator Bridenstine has spoken quite publicly and frequently about this helicopter. It's a dual rotor helicopter that's going to fly around Mars. Now, those of you who are aerospace engineers, aeronautical engineers, whatever, maybe you're just a pilot. Like me, I'm trained as a pilot. Maybe you just understand physics. You know immediately that helicopters don't work in vacuums. Helicopters have to have a thick atmosphere in order to produce lift, because rotors are, of course, spinning wings. And wings only work where there's atmosphere. And you need atmospheric density for wings to work. In fact, wings work better when there's a more dense atmosphere. Wings don't work in outer space. And wings don't work in vacuums. It's just straight physics, right? Otherwise, NASA would have a giant propeller on the front of the space shuttle. You wouldn't need rocket thrusters in outer space. You could dock your spaceships using propellers, which of course doesn't work. So there are no spacecraft with propellers. But NASA wants you to believe they've developed a helicopter that can fly basically in a vacuum. And they're sending this to Mars. Oh, and it's solar powered too, which means it's got to carry a solar panel and batteries and communications equipment and optical gear and everything. And it's supposed to fly without an atmosphere. Well, technically, they say that Mars has an atmosphere at ground level of 600 pascals, whereas Earth's atmosphere at sea level is 101,000 pascals. So do the math, it's 0.6%. Basically zero. Basically, Mars is a vacuum, or a near vacuum would be the accurate way to say that. You can't fly helicopters in near vacuums. So why is NASA sending a helicopter to Mars? Answer should be obvious. If you haven't figured this out yet, you're not thinking. The answer is Mars has a freaking atmosphere. Mars has always had a thick atmosphere. Mars has an atmosphere that can support life, which is why there's life on Mars. And NASA has known this for decades, and NASA has covered it up. NASA has pulled a giant con on all the people saying, well, there can't be life on Mars. Mars has no atmosphere. BS. Why are you sending a helicopter to Mars? If there's no atmosphere, you would think, I mean, come on, NASA engineers, supposed to be kind of smart people, supposedly, you would think that they would know that rotors don't produce lift in vacuums. Right? It's basic science. I mean, it's like high school. It's like a high school science project. I mean, I was flying remote control aircraft, you know, in the sixth grade. Even I knew it then. But these people want you to believe, oh my God, you don't need an atmosphere. Anyway, the point is, it's a giant cover-up. So NASA has been lying about life on Mars. NASA has been lying about the atmosphere, which begs the question, what else is NASA lying about? Now, I can hear many of you out there screaming two words that are going to set me off here. You're screaming, flat Earth. I get it. There's a theory out there that claims that NASA is lying about everything, including, they say, that the entire planet. There's a lot of flat Earth theory advocates out there. And they're going to say, well, this is proof that maybe that's the case. Now, look, just for the record, I don't believe the Earth is flat. It's a sphere. It's a sphere. Why? Well, because a sphere is the most logical and organic shape to take up space in a three-dimensional, you know, space. I mean, it's three-dimensional space. Why wouldn't it be a sphere? Why would it be a disk? And besides, how do satellites work? You know, how does GPS work? How does satellite radio work and satellite TV and everything? You're pointing it at the sky. And why do people on opposite sides of the planet see different stars when they look up at night, by the way? Even if they're looking up at close to the same time, they see different stars. Because the Earth is a sphere, folks. But I do appreciate anyone who's willing to question NASA. NASA deserves to be questioned because NASA has been lying about a lot of things. Doesn't mean the Earth is flat, just means that NASA, like every government organization, is full of a bunch of liars and deceivers. That's what it means. NASA is a joke when it comes to real science. NASA is a total joke. In fact, that's why, you know, as you saw in the Apollo 13 movie, perhaps, they built a lunar lander that used totally different parts than the orbiting base, well, capsule. It wasn't even a base, it was a capsule. Yeah, they had two different contractors awarded the different contracts, so none of the parts were interchangeable and so on and so forth. NASA has made huge mistakes because they're only spending other people's money, right? It's taxpayer money. What do they care? So NASA's been lying forever about this stuff since NASA began. NASA has even been lying about its origins. NASA was put together by Nazi rocket scientists. It's called Operation Paperclip, by the way. This is all declassified. If you don't know this, you don't know your history. Sorry to say it, but Operation Paperclip, after World War II, when Adolf Hitler was defeated, the American intelligence community of the time, the deep state, went over to Germany and recruited all the Nazi rocket scientists. And they gave them new identities in the United States, gave them new names, gave them new passports, and they had them build the first rockets for the Apollo missions. Well, and the Gemini missions and so on, Mercury missions, you know, those rockets. There's all German engineering in there, folks. You ever wonder why the early NASA rockets look exactly like the V2 rockets from Germany? Because they're built by the same engineers, or designed, I should say. It's the same rocket. So NASA is a Nazi organization by definition. That's who created the technology. Nazis, actual Nazi scientists. This is not an episode of Raiders of the Lost Ark, by the way. This is not some Hollywood fiction. This is actual history. So Nazi scientists built NASA. And NASA has been lying to you ever since. They don't want you to know that there's life on other planets. So then why, you ask, why are they letting us know now with these little drips and drops of hints? What are they getting at? Why now? Well, I don't know how much I should tell you. I don't know. Here, how about this? First of all, you got to watch my lectures at oblivionagenda.com. So there is an agenda to annihilate humanity, to remove humans from Earth, just completely reboot the planet. It's underway right now, and it involves terraforming, altering the climate, polluting the skies, dimming the sun, collapsing the food supply, eliminating carbon dioxide, which is the fuel for plants. Go to oblivionagenda.com and watch my lectures there. And by the way, if you're interested in real science, I also discuss faster-than-light drives, warp drive systems, galactic economics. I discuss antimatter fuel production, energy harvesting from pulsars, and antimatter fuel distribution networks and logistics at a galactic scale among potentially billions of civilizations across many different galaxies. So if you really want to know some interesting science, go there. It's good stuff. You will be fascinated by it. But I'll just give you a hint here. The reason this is being rolled out now is because it's not going to end with the announcement of microbial life. That's just the beginning. Yeah, they're going to say, yeah, we found microbes on Mars. And by the way, remember that meteor from the 1990s that showed It was a meteor that was a fossil of certain kinds of simple life forms on Mars, much larger than bacteria, by the way. Yeah, that's true too. It's been, all this evidence has been covered up over the years, but they're not going to stop with just announcing microbes on Mars. They're going to roll out what has been called a cosmic false flag. Cosmic false flag. In the same way that the globalists right now want to depopulate our planet, wipe out humankind, and destroy our world. I mean, they're all about pushing transgenderism, which is about creating infertility, genital mutilation of children, infanticide and abortion, depopulation, eugenics, all this. This is what they're all into now. That's what they're pushing, Planned Parenthood, everything else. It's more than that. They plan to enslave the remaining survivors under a global authority that they will position as being, we'll just say, otherworldly. That's right. They're going to want you to bow down and lick the boots on the tentacles of some bizarre Men in Black alien type thing. You know, this is actually what's coming. It sounds so bizarre, and yet reality is stranger than you could possibly imagine. So what I want you to do, a little bit of homework on this. You need to get up to speed on these concepts. So go to naturalnews.com and search for the phrase cosmic false flag. The search box is in the upper right-hand corner of the website. Just search for cosmic false flag. See what you bring up. Do some reading. Some people believe that there's going to be a faked alien invasion, just like there are faked mass shootings all across America. Now, when I say faked, I don't mean that real people weren't killed. What I mean is that they're staged. So a faked cosmic false flag would involve real death and destruction of real people, but the entire narrative behind it would be faked. And the goal would be to either annihilate humankind or to enslave the survivors. And this has everything to do with NASA, because NASA has been involved in this massive cover-up for decades. It's NASA that has buried the truth about life on Mars for all these decades. And it's NASA that has been complicit in denying humanity the knowledge of life on other planets, knowledge that has been known internally by NASA for four decades, but knowledge that they've withheld from the rest of the world. Now, by the way, I don't believe all these other theories that I'm about to list here, but in case you want to look at some other things, there are people who believe that, some people believe that the Nazis actually built a military base on the dark side of the moon. I've seen that theory out there. Some people believe the Earth is hollow and that there are enemy forces or even non-human forces living inside, they say, the planet. I guess that contradicts the flat Earth theory, though. I don't think you can have a flat Earth and a hollow Earth at the same time, right? Those would be contradictory. So it would be interesting to find somebody who believed the Earth was flat and hollow. How does that work? So anyway, some people believe the Earth is hollow. Some people believe it's flat. Some people believe that there's already colonies on Mars. Some people believe that there's proof of ancient civilizations on Mars, and I've seen some pretty compelling photographs that may point us in that direction. Cydonia, for example, all that stuff. Very similar to the pyramids on Earth, obviously built by an advanced civilization as well. Anyway, a lot to check out here, but it's coming. Disclosure is coming. We are about to be told by official sources that have been lying to us for decades that we're not alone in the universe. And ask yourself, what would be the purpose behind that? What's the real agenda of the scientific establishment, the global elite, the controllers, the puppet masters? Why do they now want you to believe that you're not alone in the universe? What reason could be behind all that? I'm going to let you do the thinking for yourself on that one. And then, hey, pay attention as all of this rolls out. Now, if you want to, you can read two websites I publish on these topics. One is called space.news, which is more about kind of mainstream science of astronomy and atmospheric science, Mars, you know, mass spectroscopy analysis of atmospheric chemistry and things like that. So if you're interested in mainstream science, go to space.news. I also publish UFOs.news. That's UFOS.news. And that website covers, well, just what you might expect. Unidentified flying objects, little green men, I don't know. A lot of interesting and perhaps in some ways bizarre topics. But things are getting bizarre. NASA has been covering all this up for 40 years, and they're about to announce life on Mars. And Scientific American is rolling out the article from a former NASA scientist that developed the experiment that already proved the existence of life on Mars. So this is no longer fringe stuff. It's about to go mainstream. Stay informed. Check out those websites and, of course, hear more of my podcasts at brighttown.com. And finally, watch my video lectures at oblivionagenda.com. Thank you for listening. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.